Stage left theater, which is in several ways, I think, coming to some new levels. Stage left theater has been around for a few years. It's on Second, I always get this confused, Third Avenue, just a couple blocks east, west of Division. I'll eventually know how to describe where it is. And it's a great place with a great mission. And they're getting more serious about their overall theatrical audience. They have they're paying more attention to subscriptions and all kinds of things, and also following up another of their initiatives, which is to be a place for new work. And so, guess what, Molly Allen? Hello, Molly Allen.
Hello.
You came up with a title. You're the resident playwright.
Well, that's what they're calling
me. Okay. So. You've been waiting for a title like that for a while.
You know, I didn't, it just kind of came up. Mm-hmm. It happened. Tia Woolley and I had a conversation. We actually had a meeting after the last Playwrights Festival at the Spokane Civic mm-hmm. Theater, which was great. Mm-hmm. We had sort of a meeting of all the different theaters and all the different things. And I posed the question, you know, what does it mean if you're the playwright in residence? Does it mean you get a guaranteed spot every season? What is in it for the playwright? And there were some varying answers, but Tia came to me afterwards and she said, I know the answer to that, and I know exactly what I want to do, and we want you to do this. And so I went to the board and they all agreed, and it means that, yeah, I would have a guaranteed spot and I will have a full-length play that will premiere next fall, that I am able to use the space to do workshopping with the plays I have, and then also I'll be really involved in all the playwright festivals that happen there.
All that sounds like really lovely tools to make things really happen, and including mm-hmm. that you know you're going to have a spot, you know you have a deadline, you know mm-hmm. you better get the play done, and,
yeah.
and those are all good things for a playwright, aren't they?
I think so. And also being involved in the playwright festivals, I'm reading, you know, we just read a ton of plays. We had 300 submissions, I think, for a festival that's coming up that are 10-minute and under plays, and we had to whittle it down to 9. And that's a lot from all over the country, actually from all over the world. There were some from New Zealand. There were from, I mean, all over the place. And that was really interesting, reading other people's styles and seeing what's going on and what people are doing. And as a playwright, that was kind of fascinating, too, because I wouldn't really get a chance to do that. Normally, I would read established work, but not these sort of things.
Yeah, so talk about how your own abilities as a playwright, the way your brain works as mm-hmm. a playwright, affects you when you're therefore reading somebody else's play. Are you kind of reading it technically? Or are you trying to see how the language works? Are you trying to feel how the whole plot falls together? I know the answer is going to be yes, all of the above, but mm-hmm. but talk about some of the things that go through your mind when you're trying to assess a whole bunch of plays.
Well, I found that I wasn't highly critical. I gave them all a really good chance, and I didn't at all say, oh, this is blah, blah. I tried to see the strength in each one. Some of them were hard to follow, and so, of course, you're going to look at that and just say, well, it's 10 minutes, and you have to catch my attention, and you have to keep me hooked, and you have to do all that. I looked at the writing style because some of it was similar to mine, and that would pop out at me, and I'd say, oh, well, other people actually write like I do as well. It was good and familiar, but at the same time, you know, it was just strange to read stuff and say, well, that feels like something I could have written myself, you know. But I, of course, I was attracted to that too. Mm-hmm. So I looked at it from all other and also their formatting. I found that interesting. Whose formatting was more comfortable?
What is formatting?
Just how literally on the page, how people would format their pages. Mm-hmm. And some of the way it was written was more comfortable for the reader. And so I instantly was drawn in more easily. And it gave me, if I'm going to put my work out there at different contests and stuff, I want to make it like that as well. Because I think some of it worked against playwrights. It sounds like a technical, silly thing, but if you're reading lots and lots of plays, you want it to be easy mm-hmm. to read, easy to follow, the characters, how it's, just how it's formatted.
Yeah, I'm going to take a tangent for a moment because as a playwright, are there kind of issues of how much or how little to write stage direction, or whether to let just the words of the actors imply the stage direction? Are there questions that way when you're writing a play?
You know, probably, and it's funny, when you do certain plays, the play, the Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike play that we just did, I think there was a lot of that. And I think for the director, it was challenging to just say, okay, can I get a vision of myself? I think different famous writers have done it at different levels. My own approach is really just setting the scene and not giving too much. I mean, especially with the acting portion of it, I don't put in a lot of how they might be acting or feeling. Occasionally I do.
He scowled.
Yeah, exactly. almost to herself. You know, I'll put a little bit of that if I want that for sure. But other than that, I'll just let the directors and the actors kind of interpret it and hope that the writing leads them there. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have to be said.
Molly Allen, the resident playwright at Stage Left Theater, who has... I'm calling it a review. I don't know what you want to call it. From on Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 2, the usual times. Let's talk about you and subject material, because I saw your play last year. The one that happened in two acts of two. What was the name of that?
On Shaky Ground.
Yeah, On Shaky Ground. Mm-hmm. Two aspects of an earthquake. Within the plays you've done, short and long, are there topics, are there external topics of how the world treats us, or is it more the topics of how we treat the world?
Yeah, they're so varied, and I'm hoping that this weekend, we're calling it sort of a showcase, I'm hoping that people will see the range of the topics I choose. So with On Shaky Ground, you had two things you were dealing with. One was a grandparent and his grandson not communicating and not seeing the world the same way. And on the other hand was a couple on the verge of breaking up who really hadn't communicated. And once they started, saw that they were really not as far apart as they thought. They were scared and they were doing things. And in this showcase, we'll see Act One of On Shaky Ground. It's different actors. This time it's Kim Berg and a young man named Jacob Traxel. And they will play the two parts in that one act. It'll be a reading. Then the next thing is The Hostage, which was from the Playwrights Festival, and it won the audience favorite. Mm-hmm. And it's a big comedy, and it's about two guys who try to kidnap somebody to get money out of them because his father has taken their house away to build a car wash. And they right away, you understand they're not good at kidnapping. They didn't think this through at all. And so that's going to be a part of it. And then we're also going to do a sneak peek of a play called Closing It Up, which is one that we'll be doing next fall. And that is two sisters and a brother who have come home to close up their parents' house after they die in a tragic parasailing accident in Mexico in their 80s. We don't know why they were parasailing. We find that out. And it's also a comedy, but it's also some really... there's some issues with their brother is gay, and we find out throughout that the parents have quietly disowned him. The sisters never knew that. Then we find out more about the one sister, and you'll find out about what happened to her in her younger life. So you're dealing with, you know, children out of wedlock. You're dealing with old school people doing things in an old school way. And then I have another one called Spaceman, where you have to decide if he's an alien or not. So it's sort of all over the place with my writing. And I'm hoping with those three things that people will see this weekend, you'll see. I can't explain where I get the ideas. I really can't. I don't know where they come from. Truly, they just do.
Mm. Molly Allen, the playwright we're spending time with. And then I know that in some of your work, including On Shaky Ground, it was facilitated by the fact that in some cases you're writing for people you know. Mm-hmm. So talk about how this new job kind of is going to relate to the people you know and the people you get to know.
Yeah, this is interesting for me because last night I was just at a rehearsal, and you know, On Shaky Ground I wrote specifically for my stepfather Jack Bannon, and it was comments, you know, things that we have had in the house that we've talked about. So seeing a different actor, and Kim Berg is just a lovely actor, and Jacob as well. It's different for me to see different actors playing these roles. Same with The Hostage. I had three people who did it at the Playwrights. None of them were available. Now there's three new people. And as a playwright, I'm trying to make sure that it resonates no matter what, because I definitely do write with people in mind. And it's been an interesting challenge for me to try to picture now a new version of how I originally saw it and let the actors bring new things. Because really, if you're a playwright and you're successful, you're going to send your stuff out and you don't even know who's going to be doing it. You have no control over that. So this is a really good exercise for me to watch new actors do things. And yeah, I do. I mean, every character I've written has been written specifically for somebody who I know. And the next one is Mary Starkey, Andrew Ware Lewis, Mark Pleasant. We're doing that. And that's just part of the cast for this new one. But if I don't get one of those people when I put it up, I'll have to rethink and go, okay, well, you know. It is fun to write for people, though, because you can you figure out a language, I think.
So are you able, you have an early morning job on on the radio on KXLY,
and well, so 92.9 CZU,
whatever you people call those things, so you have that. Are you able to really interact with the theater community and stay up late and see all the other plays and get to know all the other actors pretty well?
Most of my friends are from the acting community. Mm-hmm. That's why I stayed in Spokane, really. In 2000, I saw Troy Nickerson at Charlie's, which is where everybody hangs out. Jack was doing Our Town at Civic Theater. Jack my mom Bannon. And I had been to see Phantom of the Opera, and he said, meet me at this little place. And he asked me to be in Greece, Troy did, in 2000. And that's how I met everybody. And back then, I was doing two shows a day, over one on KXLY, one on 92.9. Mm-hmm. And still doing theater at night. So yeah, I've always been able to do both. And I try to go see things, and I try my best to stay. It's not the mornings that keeps me away. It's my other things, like my grandson and, you know, my parents are, you know, just being busy that keeps me away. It's not the morning thing. So yeah, that's my friend base for the most part, is those people.
Sure. And so then in this new relationship of being the resident playwright for Stage Left, what specifically attracted you about doing that for Stage Left, other than that they ask you?
Tia. I like Tia Woolley a lot. I like their mission. I like that they do things that are a little more, you know, I don't think they're thinking, oh, we're going to sell tons of money, or you know, sell tons of tickets, and we're going to be a big money-making thing and all of that. They are doing things that are interesting, that are that have a message. The next thing they're doing is Back of the Throat. Heather McHenry Crutch is directing that. It's going to be fantastic. And that's sort of a just, you know, they just have a good combination of things. And I think that Tia and the board will let me explore what I want to explore writing wise, and there's not going to be this big push to oh my God, but we have to sell every seat. You know, you have to sell enough to keep the lights on, of course, but it doesn't have to be commercial. And I like that, and I like their whole situation. I like the theater, I like everybody who works there, and so yeah, I was thrilled to work there and to be there now. Great.
And so this, I called it a review. You had another showcase. This showcase, which is Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, and Sunday at 2 at Stage Left Theater. And then you said that you got roped in by your mother to doing something next Christmas.
Yes. It's the annual Christmas show at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. And this year it's called Christmas with a Twist. And I know you will be hearing from my mother. But my Aunt Margaret.
Your mother, whose name we should probably utter on the radio.
Yes. It's Ellen Travolta and Margaret Travolta. And then the great Abby Crawford is joining us this year. And then and me, it's all girls. And then I believe we'll have special appearances by a couple of young people as well. Not sure about all that. But what they did this year is they put out to the community and said, we want to hear your Christmas stories. So they've been getting letters. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to read some of those during the show, which is going to be great. The Twist Sisters. So we have a drink that we picked out that's going to be the signature drink. And I'm going to be telling stories. Now, you know, they always tell stories from their perspective. And now I'll tell it as the child of being raised by these crazy Christmas people who love Christmas. So it's kind of cool.
Wow, that sounds like a nice combination. That will be. I think that usually opens the day after Thanksgiving, doesn't it? And so then it'll run there. So Molly Allen, this is, I think, nice news for a lot of good things that are going on in theater anyway this year, to have you involved with that. So good for you, good for
them.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I hope that people will come out this weekend. It is, Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2, Stage Left. You can can find them. Tickets are $10.
Yeah.
So that's very affordable.
There you go.
So even if you hate it, you know, it's like, oh, it's $10. At a nice cozy place to sit down. They serve beer and wine, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's the modest sales pitch. So thank you. Okay, Maggie Allen, this weekend. So thanks. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Vern.